From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Welcome, everyone, to our program. We're delighted you've joined with us. At the very beginning of our program, I'd like to invite our listeners to a gospel mission in our church in Kilskerry. It commences this coming Lord's Day, October 29th, at 3:30, and then continues Monday to Friday at 8 o'clock for 3 weeks. The evangelist is the Reverend John Gray. We would be delighted to welcome radio listeners to any of our meetings. I do hope that you will be able to come at least to some of those meetings. Now let's read from Mark chapter 7, and we'll begin at verse 31. And again departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit, and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Do remember our program tonight. We always like to give a little reminder about that program on our morning program. 9 o'clock tonight, our gospel program, continuing our study of the seven sayings of Christ on the cross. We're getting very close to the end of that study as well, and we'll be moving on to a new study, and we'll announce that next week. Now here's Jack Halcombe, and he's singing for us the lovely gospel hymn, Ship Ahoy. We have been considering the Saviour's healing of the man who was both deaf and dumb. We have underscored the fact that there is presented here a picture of mankind in its spiritual need, for we are both deaf and dumb. Deaf to the word of God. Man doesn't heed it. Man doesn't listen. Man is deaf then to God, and of course he is unable to speak to God. You can't hear, you can't speak. You can't rightly form the sounds that communicate to others your thoughts. And they who do not listen to the word of God cannot speak to God in a fashion that is intelligible to him. It is not until our hearts are opened, our ears are opened to God's word, that we begin to call upon the name of the Lord and speak unto him. We began to look last week at how the Saviour set about healing this man. The account of this miracle only takes place in Mark. It's not in any other part of the New Testament. And consequently, you have a unique record here. And that's fitting because the Saviour works in a unique manner in healing this man. He does here what he does in no other miracle wrought upon those who were sick. First of all, he took him aside privately. That has to be noted. The Saviour indicates to us that there are encounters with Christ that must be of a very personal nature. He takes him aside privately, and then he does something that appears strange at first consideration. Look, please, at what we read in the verse 33. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. These are strange actions. Certainly, they have no parallel in any of the other miracles that the Saviour wrought. And yet, when we bear in mind who it was the Saviour was now about to work his healing power upon, these actions do not seem so strange. You see, the Saviour is acting out his intentions so that the man could see and thereby understand what it was the Saviour was going to do. I think that we might well be justified in saying that you have here one of the first recorded instances of sign language being used to communicate with the deaf. This man had been brought by a crowd to the Lord, but the man could not hear, and it may well be that he had no idea of what he was doing there, or who, indeed, the Saviour was. So Christ told him by his actions what it was that he was going to do. It says he put his fingers in his ears. Literally, it means he thrust his fingers in his ears. There was a measure of force with what he was doing, as if to indicate to the man that he was about to open a passage for the sound to enter his ears. Furthermore, it says he spit, or he put saliva on his finger, and he touched the man's tongue. That was a strange thing to do, and yet I have no doubt that it conveyed to the man what it was he was about to experience. The Saviour was indicating that he was going to soften and loosen the string of his tongue and cause it to function properly. These are the explanations, I believe, of the actions of the Saviour. It is good to bear in mind, men and women, that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he takes a dealing with us, he enlightens our understanding. He doesn't lead us in the dark. He doesn't act in such a fashion as to leave us totally mystified as to what he is doing. He so works as to give us an understanding. He opens our minds. The light of knowledge enters and we understand his purpose and his will. And this man, I have no doubt, grasped instantly by the actions of the Saviour what it was the Saviour was going to do. Furthermore, it says the Saviour looked up to heaven. That would have been a clear indication to the man from whence the power would come to heal him. It would be from heaven. Oh, to understand that salvation is of God. Oh, to understand that if we are to be saved, it will be a work that is wrought from heaven. It says he sighed, a loud sigh. And that too could have been understood by the man, for would he not have felt the Saviour's breath upon his face, for a sigh is but a loud exhaling of our breath. And thus the Saviour showed his sympathy, his concern, and his compassion. All this would have revealed to this poor, deaf, and dumb man what it was the Saviour was about, where it was the power would come to heal him, and that he was in the hands of one who was compassionate and sympathetic. Then the Saviour spoke a word of command, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. The work was wrought by the power of Christ's word. The word of Christ broke in upon that man, and he was healed from his deafness and from his dumbness. Is it not underlined yet again for us that it is only through God's word that deliverance for poor, helpless man comes? Just in conclusion, notice that the Saviour told those who were gathered there that they should tell no man about this event. Verse 36. He charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal, they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Here's the Saviour telling them something very plainly. Don't make a lot of fuss about this. Do they hear him? Do they heed him? No, they don't. No, they don't. That man had been healed physically from his deafness, but here's a crowd that appears to be suffering from a spiritual deafness. They couldn't hear what Christ had just ordered them to do, but instead went out and did the opposite. Oh, it was true what they said. He hath done all things well. That is right. That is right. Jesus has done all things well. We have a hymn in our hymn book that we love to sing. Now in a song of grateful praise, to Thee, O Lord, my voice I'll raise. With all the saints I'll join to tell, my Jesus hath done all things well. And above the rest this note shall swell, my Jesus hath done all things well. How sovereign, wonderful, and free hath been thy love to sinful me. Thou savedst me from the jaws of hell. My Jesus hath done all things well. But he had told them to keep it quiet, and they didn't. I wonder, are you living in disobedience to the simple word of Christ? Are you, without even noticing it, going down life's road, defying the Saviour? He calls upon us to repent and to believe his word. May you do so today. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.